So I'm open to ideas, but I'm leaning towards Becros discovered this as a coping mechanism. I've mentioned that Becros wasn't the most attentive Padawan to the studies. And, you know, there comes a time when you are doing something other than your homework, when you realize that your homework's due and people will know that you didn't do it, but you don't want to stop working on what you're working on. And so I think it was small at first for Becros, but he, through focusing on the mechanics and hot rods and things that he wanted to work on, he slowly kind of discovered these touch points for the mechanisms to start with. I think that's what opened him to it. And then he was able to essentially connect that panic of not having done his homework for the Padawan tests and other things like that to see kind of those, I guess, consequences are the best answer or best description of it, of see where things are heading. And that gave him a bit of insight into the tests and trials themselves. I think that's why Becros was able to essentially graduate. It's not because he did spend his time studying, but because he was able to see kind of the points ahead and see the reason for the trial more of how it worked, even mechanically, and work his way through it, even though he doesn't necessarily, he looks like he knows the right answer. He walks with a lot of confidence, but he's just feeling his way through things.
Okay. Let's get your check with your force dice added.
Yes. Oh, so it's a failure. Three advantages and a dark side.
Would you like to use that dark side for a fourth advantage?
I don't think I will.
You can find exactly what's broken. And maybe you have the shortcut to get it working. Probably not a permanent fix, but the fast and dirty way.
I don't think he'll lean into the dark side.
Okay.
It's a good temptation there. I think it's the realization of the events of the day. You know, his goal wasn't to, as much as he wants the swoop repaired, it's the act of repairing it that he's after, to find some kind of center after the issues of the day. And I think the failure and the dark side kind of reflect that conflict that he is currently dealing with the consequences of his actions.
Yeah, I think maybe he even gets the feeling that he missed one of those important points and things might not be going in the right direction. Any ideas for those advantages?
I think he's kind of isolated the area, maybe the part or component that needs
something
to be repaired.
Out, yeah.
But he doesn't have what he needs to get it fixed.
Okay. What does Nikisa do with the rest of her night?
We're getting on that call. Decrypting that call. Who put the order for the Jedis to come?
Okay.
Who requested our intervention?
Yes. So it was a quick call.
We need your help. The blockade of Mayapa is unjust and uncalled for. The Jedi need to intervene, and they need to do it now. The Prince simply won't listen.
I think that's all the call said.
Okay. So the first identifiers that I need.
Yeah.
Does it sound like a male or a female?
Oh, it's totally scrambled.
Okay. So I'm gonna use an unscrambler.
Yeah. It's all warbled and messed up, and it sounds more like a droid than anything.
Okay.
So what are all of the things you want to do?
Well, I definitely want to put through a scrambler, unscrambler.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to descramble it, and get to a voice where we can hopefully identify perceived gender. Mm-hmm. The original voice, and with the original voice, possibly find the owner of the voice, because it's like it's a recorded message. So I'm pretty sure there's no way to backtrack it to where it came from.
We know what planet it came from.
Yeah, we know the planet, but we cannot pinpoint anything closer than, like, at least like a triangular area of like a specific area, at least, if not a specific building. Like, we know which neighborhood it's coming from.
We triangulated like the recording from the advisor's building of the noble court.
Well,
how far close, like, yeah, I want to check how far close I can determine where this call came from, or if it's a burner phone.
I think I am thinking of the book Tarkin. I may be wrong, which takes place 100+ years after this, where all the transmissions from a planet go up through a single place to a single receiver. So they all go through us. I think they're all going to go through a central hub. It's probably going to be pretty darn difficult to.
Yeah. So that's why, like, my priority right now is figuring out the voice and not where the call comes from.
Okay.
At this point.
But you want to.
How big is the population of council? Do we have like an actual population? Or is it just the royalty people there and the counselors and all of that? That
question. Let me find out.
Yeah.
See if I can find out.
Because, like, if it's basically like, yeah, no, we don't have anything but the nobles and their aristocrats and their stuff and their, you know, dukes and whatever it is that we call them.
Made a comment about half the planet being devoted just to the wealth the noble court has amassed.
That is true. I do think that there is kind of normal population size for the planet, despite it having half of it reserved for the wealthy. I think most of the people, the people living on the planet have a very wealthy lifestyle, but I do think it is populated. It's not like going to be as populated as, say, Coruscant, but more populated than Bava or a good number of other places in the sector.
Would.
It is the capital planet.
Would the royalty / nobles have their own hub that transfer calls? Because then we could at least pinpoint that it came from, you know, quote unquote castle.
All right, let's get that first roll where you unscramble it.
Yes.
And then we'll address that. I'm going to go ahead and do you the favor of giving you a light side point back to make it one red and one purple.
Mm-hmm. One red and one purple.
I'm going to give you a setback die because...
No, because I have code breaker.
Well, I know I got to give you the setback die so you can remove it, though.
I can also decrease difficulty of checks to break codes or decrypt communications by one. So you don't have to. It's literally the description right here.
Oh, I don't like that. So you
remove setback per rank in code breaker for checks to break codes or decrypt communications. Decrease difficulty of checks to break codes or decrypt communications by one.
Wow, I do not like that at all. So it is just one red, and you have a setback because
I'm a smarty pants.
You have a setback because of a reason that I'm not going to say, and you have a setback because.
So can I do both? Do I do both things? Yeah. Since both things are on my thing. So that means that I'm back to only having one setback die. Because you gave me two and I'm taking one away. And I also took away the purple.
Two setback dice for reasons.
Do you actually have those reasons?
I do.
So we're back to just one because I do remove one of them because I have a rank in code breaker.
So it's going
to
be against a red and a black.
Right? I only have one rank. Yeah, damn it. I only have one rank. I could buy a second rank. I have the points for it. Can I buy it now, like mid-game? I have the points for it.
You have to flip a light side point to do that.
Oh, do I? Nah.
We've got good. 3-2.
Yeah, but it's...
You can't downgrade the difficulty, so it'll still be one red.
You would yeah. So that's why I took the purple one. No, but I don't want to flip a light side right now. Not right now. I'm trying to see what else do I have that I can use in my favor, though. Trying to remember which ones I have. So
you can think about boosts.
Yeah. And I have a boost die because I do have that backdoor.
That's an upgrade, actually. Get to turn a green into a yellow because you have that backdoor.
And it's a computer's check, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now I have three yellows.
That also may tell you something about this communication. But I will not say anything further.
Can I get a boost die? Because I'm in my element. They tossed me in fields. They tossed me in the desert. But now I'm at home.
You're finally at your computer and you have a boost because it is your computer.
It's my computer. Yes. Okay. Let's do this. Yes. 5 successes, 1 advantage.
Both of the negative. The bad dice came up.
The bad dice came negative, yes.
Blank. All right.
This is so easy for you.
I'm in my element. Unscrambling stuff. It's literally what I'm hired for.
We need your help. The blockade of Naripa is unjust and uncalled for. The Jedi need to intervene, and they need to do it now. The prince simply won't listen.
So based on the voice, you get the idea that they are probably not a Rodian. There are certain species that you're able to like cross off the list based on hearing this voice. It is a man's voice. It is on the deeper side. Any ideas for your advantage?
I only have one. I feel like the thing that I think of, it's like a little too big for that.
What do you want? And do you want to flip a light side point to do it?
Oh, no, I have something else. Hey. Can this person have a very like specific speech, something that kind of discerns it, like a lisp or something?
I don't think so.
An accent that could rule out more stuff.
I can give you an accent, yes.
That would just like really eliminate a lot of possible suspects.
It is a similar to the accents you've heard from people from the noble court.
Okay. Noble court accent.
It is not Bic, but the voice is sort of similar to Bic's.
Imagine once you get it unscrambled, you've called Lodi over to hear the voice.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I'm like, do you recognize this? Would your contact recognize the voice now that it's unscrambled?
Contact absolutely would recognize the voice, but I might also recognize it. Could that be the advantage? Lodi recognizes that the voice. Recognize it?
No, I don't think so. I think the advantage is that the accent was recognizable as somebody of nobility.
Yeah. So we can kind of like eliminate the regular populace.
Well, it's somebody of nobility. Yeah. Nobility, definitely. Doesn't sound. It sounds like they require a vocalizer in order to speak basic. Yeah. Is that what you were getting at earlier, Mark? No?
No.
Oh, I thought you were. My bad.
No, they just sound posh.
Posh. Prim and proper. Like, that only the nobles who receive that kind of, like, proper education. Even, like, the rich people would still not speak that full noble accent. It's like the one word.
Yeah.
I take a sample of this recording. Not the entire thing, just parts of it. As a file, and I send it to Bic requesting if they know who this was.
Okay. You send that off, and it makes its way up to the blockade and needs to be approved before it makes its way out of the system.
And that's why she didn't send the entire message.
It is coded.
That makes it less likely to be approved.
It sounds totally innocuous. It's like, hey, Bic, let's meet for keto in a month.
here's a sound file.
Remember when I said that I knew how to do that impression? Here is that impression. Who do I sound like? That's the code.
We'll see what happens.
Hopefully he understands what does it mean. And the message is obviously not complete, not in case they do open the audio file.
I check on the status of my request to the noble court for a meeting.
Status is pending, awaiting review.
Is there a way that I can expedite this being sent?
I'm like, there is from here.
My back door. I was like, can I put on top of the line?
Or send the message to Bic past there.
What was the next thing that Nikisa wanted to do with this message? Anything else?
Okay, so we unscrambled. We have a voice.
Unscrambled. You have a voice.
Yeah, no, I think the only other thing that she could possibly do at this point to try and find out whose voice it is like some sort of voice matching on whatever other recordings that we might have in our database of other nobles that might have made calls in the past and try to run into like a voice recognition thing, like the patterns match enough.
I think you have a handful in the data packet that Kel gave to you, but not a ton.
Yeah, I could run and see if it matches any of the other people that we have on file, any audio clips of it from the nobility.
You know what? Give it a go. Let's see what you got.
Let's see what I got. So it's computers again.
It'll be computers, and I would like it to be hard, so three purples, but with a boost. A boost because you're using your own system.
Yes.
And a boost because both a boost and a setback because your pool of candidates is so small.
Okay. Can I get a boost because it is also like going through the Jedi database and, you know, they have a very... to their own abilities, a good database that I can rely on.
I don't know that you actually do have a good database because this is Outer Rim and the Jedi have been mostly in the core up until recently. This is still sort of the Wild West out here.
Dang it.
And as you roll that check, why don't you tell me what Nikisa's computer space looks like? What is the... this would probably be in her personal bunk that you've grabbed for the journey. So yes. how's your space looking?
It is a very organized chaos. From anyone else looking, it looks like a mess. Nikisa knows exactly what it's what and what's where. It's like, I just keep thinking of my own ADD brain of like, my things are not organized, but if you ask me for a paperclip, I know for some reason that I have a paperclip on my bathroom sink. I'm not moving it because then I won't remember where the paperclip is. Right now, I know if I need a paperclip, I have one on my sink. So that's how it works. If you move anything, she will throw hands. She will choose violence because you mess with her system. It's a system that only makes sense to her.
Does the system bleed out into other parts of the ship?
Some. Usually just the mobile parts, like, you know, basically what would be a tablet that she carries with her. Maybe she might be dragging a cable or two for improved connectivity, but it's mostly keeping on her area because her area is off limits. Open areas are not off limits. So she barely has the space to actually like fall asleep sitting down because it's so taken by all of the tablets and informations and data pads and this, but it's okay. She doesn't need to sleep comfortably. She needs all of her information to be accessible within just the reaching of an arm. And she can always go to sleep in the lounge if needed. But yeah, it wouldn't make sense to any other person trying to handle her equipment, which is another reason why she does it. It's very easy to get lost on her system because it only makes sense to her. It's her own code.
Cool. Let's see what your role says.
Let's see. Oh, no. Okay, so zero successes, one threat, but one triumph.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay, so the night wears on, and as Nikisa is going through the small database of Nothoan voices that she's got, she tries to match this one up against each and every one of them, and doesn't get any hits. The sky darkens as the planet Mato sets, and the sounds of the night outside quiet. You did not succeed. Do you have an idea for your triumph? What other information did you find? What information would you like to find?
Okay, so upon the clips that she, on, you know, a 3x speed, because that's the speed that she plays the videos to go faster and all of that, she did not recognize the voice that she is looking for from that call. But, oh, it is a triumph, so I can try. There is a clip that there is a very distinct conversation in the background of Prince Roman and his current counselor. And I can try and find out who the counselor is by that. I can get who is his current counselor by that video. It's a very recent clip. The person is like speaking directly to him, so it's obviously his counselor. And I can match who it is. Can I get that information instead? Who is his current counselor?
Yes.
Who is his current advisor?
I like that. Yeah, his current advisor is... Yeah, his current advisor is somebody called Nezer.
Nezer.
Nezer Vaughn.
Nezer Vaughn.
You pick up a portion of a conversation of Nezer advising the prince. I think what you actually have is an interview with the queen, and you are able to isolate the various sounds, the levels of sounds, to pull out the sounds from the background, the pitch and timbre of these two people's voices. And they quickly move across the back of this hollow, Nesser following the prince at the prince's heels. And this is a recent clip. And I think you hear...
How to be a ruler 101.
How
you have to have an iron fist. They need to know who's in power.
You hear the prince say something along the lines of,
"But I want to go on the hunt. It's my birthday."
And the advisor says,
"Now, now. We have more important things to do. We have to visit with the family on Matau."
And then they're out of the frame.
Okay. Okay, so out of her, behind her, like somewhat of a curtain, and the pile of computers and database and data pads and this and that, emerges a very dehydrated looking, huge, like dark circles. that person has not, like, you can see Nikisa has not taken a single break in a while. And the eyes look slightly red from looking at so many lights. I got something. Lodi, I need you to come here. I think I got some actual good information.
You, like, look away and you look back up and Lodi's right there like, hmm?
What was Lodi doing at 4 a.m.?
Lodi tried to sleep and couldn't, so is meditating instead, reflecting on the various battles that she and other Jedi have had to, had against the Noble Court, or with the Noble Court in this sector, reflecting on, you know, she wasn't there for Bava's independence. It was while she was still a foundling, but those talks are what led to the discovery of the Nexus and then the building of the Jedi Temple on Bava and the outpost on Bava.
I almost wish Lodi was actually sleeping. And then, like, Nikisa just enters her cubby and, like, basically on top of her, like, showing the screen, the information. It's like, hey, look what I found. And then she's like, ugh! And I was like, don't worry about me being here. Look what I found.
Lodi was meditating.
Okay, yeah, so, like,
levitating slightly off the ground, eyes closed, legs folded, yeah. And then, like, I open my eyes and you're right there.
Right to, like, Nikisa is right on Lodi's face, holding the thing with the information, like, tapping, like, look, I found something we are looking for. I did not find what we're looking for initially, but I found something, it's good.
Cross-eyed, looking at the screen. Can you back up just a little bit?
She goes, like, one step back. Still, like, kind of close, but, like, I found the thing.
Do I recognize who's speaking to the prince?
I don't know if you've dealt one-on-one with this person before.
I do have their file. I don't know if it's a his, yeah, or her.
Is. And there are quite a few advisors. So you might sort of recognize him, but I don't know that you've actually had personal dealings with this person.
I'm picturing a memory of Lodi spending time with Bick, like the two of them walking arm in arm while they're both Padawan and apprentice. Mm-hmm. And this person coming across their paths and being antagonistic with Bick, because I know Bick doesn't like them.
Yeah,
a little older.
Yeah.
And sort of standing on the side while they fight, and then after it's over being like, who was that, what was that all about? And yeah, that- Big being like, oh, that's just
it's just Nesser Vaughn doing Nesser stuff.
Is that his name?
Nesser Vaughn.
Yeah,
I don't know how to spell it. I'd create my own spelling. It's Nesser or Nezer?
N-E-S-E-R
V-A-H-N.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. But
yeah. At first, I thought it was like with a Z, so it's with an S.
And this particular argument that Nesser and Bick had was Nesser being like, "Ugh, you're too soft," and Bick being like,
"You'll never get anywhere.
Are too heavy-handed."
So yeah. So Nikisa has like the data pad. It's already like his little file, whatever information we have on him, is like propped up on the corner. She's already going through her back channels to get any additional information she might be able to on her own channels.
On those channels. I think on the main channels, you don't have much. You have that this person is an advisor, this person, stuff that I don't need to repeat. You could trace some less reputable channels, but I don't think you can access them through the blockade.
That's Nesser Vaughn.
I point to the data pad that has the names, like, I know.
I imagine Beckros is just like, can you two keep it down out there?
At least one of us needs to be well rested. Go back to bed.
He slams his door shut.
So as Lodi and Nikisa discuss this revelation, or this just new finding, along with the unscrambled message, which Lodi does not recognize the voice of, your communication center, this thing that has this digital whiteboard and everything else, you get the ping and a message from Kel. It is not a hologram message, it is just a text-based message, but it has some information. There's a data package along with it that you did not have, that was not deemed necessary originally, because we didn't know that you were dealing with the Hutts. But the planet, Matau, or however you pronounce it, has a Hutt stronghold on it. There is a group of Hutts called the Gnuda huts. So the huts are, they've got, you know, the hut families, and the Dasilajic huts are one family. The people who delivered those weapons, and then the Gnuda are another family. And they have, there are huts on the planet that this moon orbits.
Ooh.
But they're of a different family than the ones that supplied arms.
They are.
Oh. Maybe we're looking into a hut war.
Do Nikisa and Lodi sleep tonight?
Try.
Oh yeah, no. I found the thing. My database is running in the background. I'll take a shot. I know my system works independently. After I give information, now that I have names and all of that, it can do what it does.
Yeah. Nikisa drifts off to sleep.
Prince had to meet with the council on the planet side, the planet that has a hut stronghold on it.
And it's the planet of the moon that we're currently on?
Yeah, Mato.
Mato.
Becro sleeps deeply tonight.
I'm sorry, he's got a breathing mask on.
Does Lodi sleep fitfully after meditation? A lot going through her mind. With the long day
plus previously, when she tries to sleep, she typically gets a very familiar laugh going through her mind in dark tunnels.
Yeah.
I think Lodi wakes up to the sound of knocking on the door.
Much like Bic had answered the comm when she had called him late last night, Lodi rises, grabs her robe, and wraps it around herself as she opens the door. Yes.
You had a big day. I didn't want to wake you up. All three of you slept in. The prince is willing to meet, but not at the Jedi Temple on Bava. They want to meet in Spaceport City in the Capitol building.
That works for me. I know Aster has my comm code. I check for messages from her and then I send her a comm. We need a meeting is agreed upon. Date is set. We need to leave within the hour.
And within the hour, you have Aster and Hask at the foot of the ramp of the ship. And they board. And the group of you take off from Nar Hippa through the sky and into space, where you're met with this blockade of golden ships. They part as Captain Dross flies the ship between them, the Thronta flanked by fighters as it makes its way through and out into open space. She calculates the hyperspace trajectory, the coordinates, and the Thronta kicks forward into hyperspace, and you're surrounded by the swirls, the familiar swirls of hyperspace moving around you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I am your GM and host for this season, Mark. You can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and The Other Place wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out Nightcast Creative on YouTube, where we play a variety of games with many of the voices you hear on the show. Becros is played by Andrew from Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's latest show, The Foxglove Letters, out now wherever you get your podcasts. Lodi is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can also find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check the show notes for all of her links. And Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones. Thank you to Sam from Starbirds, Blamed Cat, and Nikki for lending their voices to this episode. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.